And I was John Givens with Midweek Extra and with Ian Salmon and Steve Graves to pick the bones out of last night and to look ahead a little bit to Brentford as well. But we'll start with the team. And Ian, we picked the team on Team Talk. So team a lot there. We got 9 right, which considering we didn't have all the information regarding Ben Doak and Luis Diaz, I think you know, pat on the back for us before we slaughtered the players.
I think we were probably the best part of the game on the whole. just saying off air before we came on, I thought Doak, we'll get to it, I thought Doak was quite unfortunate to be substituted at half-time because I thought he was one of our lively players. And Steve's just been saying he doesn't feel he's ready to start yet, and, you know, I know where you're coming from on that. I didn't expect it. I thought he'd be 10, 15 minutes at the end. And obviously we had no idea where Diaz would be. But we got Gakpo right. Unfortunately, he wasn't very good.
Yeah, and the eight behind.
But who was?
What did you make of the team selection, Steve?
I was surprised by the Doak selection. I think when we were discussing it on the team talk, It was an outside possibility, but not something we really considered likely would be that he would start the game.
I think so, especially, out of nowhere.
Especially given that Diaz was back. You know, if you're going, well, look, Diaz can't play because of these extenuating circumstances, and then something else. But when you were then able to pick Diaz and Gakpo, it seemed to me that if you went Salah, you'd really know what you're about as a team. I think the Doak thing is there's a few things. I think overall it's a bit early for him, and it's very early for him in his career. And we sort of forget that when you think about his age. And I just think for the side as well, it's like that reference point that Salah provides, that ability to just sort of know what our rough shape is so bent out of shape, if you like. And I mean, that's going to be a long-term challenge for Liverpool one way or another, because somehow or other he won't be there forever. I think we underestimate it. I think we knew it with Mane. And we knew it with Firmino, like the extent to which our whole way of playing was dictated by the identity of that player in those positions. And I think we've sort of slightly not embraced it with Salah as much, but I think it is a real thing. And from 1 to 11, really, Liverpool didn't just look really disjointed. You know, the manager used the term chaotic, and I think that was about right.